Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Pacheykova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. The Festival of Passover commemorates the exodus of Jews from Egypt over 3,000 years ago. The timeless and universal message of this holiday is that slaves came to go free and that the future can be better than the present. Passover or Pesach, as it is called in Yiddish, begins in the middle of Hebrew month of Nisan, the first month on the Jewish liturgical calendar. It generally corresponds with late March or early April on the Gregorian calendar. In preparing for Pesach, Jews remove every trace of chametz or leaven from their homes and vehicles. This act symbolizes the haste with which the Jews left Egypt. They didn't even have time to let their bread rise. It is also a symbolic purification ritual, removing the puffiness or arrogance and pride which separates us from one another and from our Creator. The eating of matzah or unleavened bread is very important to Jews during this time. The scrupulous ritual avoidance of impurity helps Jews to observe the proper spirit of this festival. According to the Jewish faith, the key to salvation is the divine creative capacity within us. The awakening of this higher faculty will lead to universal awakening and freedom from restriction, as represented by the Exodus. Jews will continue to recount the Exodus story each year at Pesach until this destiny is finally realized on behalf of humanity as a whole. In the 20th century, Jews in the former Soviet Union considered living in the Soviet Empire of evil the same as living in slavery in Egypt. In Soviet Ukraine, it was very difficult to keep kosher. Baking matzah was banned by the Soviet authorities. Jews had to establish secret matzah bakeries in private homes. Hand-built brick ovens and operated during the night. Every morning, the ovens were cleaned to remove any evidence of matzah baking from suspicious KGB eyes. The distribution of matzah was also dangerous. Even in the last years of communism, during Glasnost, matzah baked in Slavuta, Khmelnytsk region, was still packed in cartons labeled as butter or other food products to disguise them during transport. Many Jews were afraid of being caught by KGB buying the forbidden matzah, so they baked their own at home, as in ancient times. The absence of kosher meat and other kosher food products in the former Soviet Union meant only matzah, potatoes, eggs, and vegetables for the 8 days of Pesach celebrations. However, Pesach is one of the most important holidays for religious Jews, and even for less observant Jews. So in Soviet Ukraine, Jews observed Passover as best they could, but always very carefully. For example, the first and second Pesach seders, or dinners, were for families only. No strangers were ever invited, for fear of inadvertently letting in a KGB informer. After the collapse of communism, life improved for Jews in Ukraine. Today there is a bakery at the 29th Shikovitska Synagogue in Kyiv. The baking of matzah there follows strict kosher protocols, and the bakery ships matzah all over the world. It is now possible to buy kosher food and wine in Kyiv. Jews of Lviv will be celebrating in the main synagogue as well as at the ruins of the Tereza half of the Golden Rose Synagogue in the old Jewish quarter of medieval times. Today, Jews in Ukraine are thankful to celebrate Passover freely, and they stand shoulder to shoulder with their non-Jewish Ukrainian friends and neighbors, united in their wish to live in the world where peace, prosperity, and mutual respect prevail. Do not believe anyone who says otherwise. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patrykova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.